Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Chucky Pigskin right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Yeah. Pigskin Nation, baby, and we're back for week two. And joining me once again, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lupa. Hey, Lou, how the hell are you? Lou? What the hell? Lou, how are you, brother?
All right, Chuck, doing fine. I was a little brought down about what happened to Aaron Rodgers, but everybody was in New York.
And we are definitely going to get into that
a little bit later in the show. They're looking for a backup. I have the list of guys that they said that
Colin Kaepernick. I told you. He reached out, but he reached out. His agent reached out.
What? His agent reached out, man.
His agent reached out to the Jets to see if they wanted it.
You kidding me?
I told you yesterday.
I thought you were kidding about that.
No, I didn't know it happened. It happened today.
Lose, you know why he wants to go on this?
Because the Jets are a great team. Even without a world champion,
Mr. Hollywood Kelly.
I am so confident in my reelection that I got it tattooed on my arm. So thank you. From whorehouses to fucking Aaron Rodgers. And picks and all in between. It happened today. I saw the news. I said it jokingly the other day.
They have a thing here about the quarterbacks they will look for or something. Oh, yeah, here they go. The first one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 of them. Joe Flacco, free agent, 38 years old. Nick Foles.
We're back. And by the way, we're talking about
Aaron Rodgers
replacements.
No, Rodgers is coming back. They said it already. Somebody that knows him. He wants to get his operation within the next 2 or 3 days, and he's going to get right into it, man. When I saw that play,
wouldn't it be funny if he could start the Super Bowl?
I thought he was faking.
What if he started the Super Bowl? What if they got to the Super Bowl and he was well enough to? That's not enough time to heal from one of those injuries.
Yeah, but remember we were talking about it last week, and you, Anthony, you said it. What if he gets hurt after the first minute?
I know exactly what's
and
going on. Let's talk about our prediction. Let's go back before we go anywhere. Let's go back to last week. Let's do our predictions. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way first. Right. All right.
So
all right,
first of all,
Thursday's game, who played?
Cowboys, Giants. Giants lost. That's it. Cowboys were only given 3 points on this paper. So I lost that one.
Hey, that wasn't the Thursday game, Lou.
That was Sunday. Right.
Yeah.
The Thursday game was the Lions and the Chiefs.
The Thursday game was the Lions and the Chiefs.
I'll be the first one to say that,
you know, the Lions would never win that game.
We all picked the Chiefs,
so we get zero.
And of course, the Lions turned around and they did typical Lions shit.
Then the next game was the Cowboys. I picked the Giants.
Sunday, what was the... That was the first game?
You got to keep record as I'm talking. You know.
I am. I'll keep record of the
points.
Right. Everybody has 0 points right now. We were all wrong. Nobody got any points.
I lost the Cowboy-Giant game. Who won the Falcons
game?
What did I say?
No.
You said the Giants, I think. I don't know. I see if
you didn't mark it down.
Yeah, I see my initial, and I think
you
picked
what?
The Giants
enough of this,
to lose.
Hey, wait a minute, man! Enough of this marking down shit.
No,
that's
my trick
down. By the time you guys called me to mark shit down, I'm like, hell no, I'm not marking shit down.
No,
this is too late. I made my calls on the show last week.
Right, but then you know at the end.
And they were all fucking wrong.
It would be a cool thing.
Except for one, baby.
Just to see.
All right, so you got one point. We got none. Next
is the Falcons against the Panthers. I picked the Falcons. You picked the Panthers. Who won that game? Man.
The Falcons and Panthers.
Yeah, who
Let's
won?
See here, I'll tell you who won that game.
Falcons
it was
were
the Falcons. Beat the shit out of the Panthers.
Right, I won. Anthony lost with the Panthers. He had the Panthers.
You have a point. You have 1 point. And
yep.
Chucky has one, and I have zero. Next.
Ravens at home against the Texans. They were given 9.5 points. We both picked the Ravens. What was the score of that one?
25-9.
Ravens,
right?
Right. So we won on that both.
So I have one, you have two. Chucky, yeah. What'd you have? Did you have the Ravens?
No, man, I had the Texans.
Oh, man, they're terrible. The Bengals against the Browns. Me and my son picked the Bengals, right?
So what do I, what are you, what does everybody have? I have two now. I have one.
You have a win on the Ravens. Right? You have a loss.
Yeah, I have a...
You have a loss with the Panthers and a loss with the Giants. Right? So let's go.
I have one. You have two.
Right.
Chucky has two. Next.
Jaguars against the Colts. I picked the Colts. You picked the Jaguars. They were given 5 points. So who won that one? Jacksonville against Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, so it was Jacksonville Jaguars won that one. They won by 10, 31-21.
Oh, you won it. I lost.
So I have two now. You have two. And
yep. Here
Chucky,
we go.
Did you get it?
No.
I picked the Colts.
Right. I
did. Oh, we all have two then. Next.
Vikings against the Buccaneers. Vikings were at home. We both picked the Vikings. Giving 5.5. What was the story?
So I picked the Buccaneers.
And the Buccaneers won?
And the Buccaneers won 20-17.
Wow. 20-17.
So
right?
3-2-2.
Right. I'm not going by no spreads. Right?
Chucky, can you mark this down, please? I don't have a pen. 3-2-2.
I have a pen?
I don't have a pen.
You think I have a pen? Come on.
The Saints against the Titans.
Hold on. I need a pen.
All right.
I have found the pen. So it's
3-2-2. The New Orleans 3-2-2. The New Orleans
right.
Saints against the Titans, and I know the Saints won. We both picked the Saints.
What did you pick, Chucky?
With who?
The Saints against the Titans.
Oh, I picked the Titans.
You did? They lost.
3-3-3 now.
All right. Now we go to the 49ers Steelers. I like the 49ers. So did my son.
Oh,
and
yeah, 49ers.
And they covered. I like
four
that guy
four
Purdy.
Four.
The Jets wish they had that guy Purdy, man.
We all did.
4-4-4. That's good.
Commanders. Redskins against the Los Cardinals. We picked the Commanders against the Cardinals.
Yeah,
and
I picked the Redskins.
Yeah,
so
I call them
the
Redskins, too. That's a beast, man. They even had to change their helmet. What a That's a beat.
You know what it is, right? It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. That's what it is. But I digress.
People, I mean it, man. I bet you if you ask some Indians, they wouldn't care, right?
Don't get me started. Don't get
I know,
me started
it gets
you
started, too. The Bears against the Packers.
Bears against the Packers.
We picked Anthony.
That last game, who got points?
We both had the Commanders.
They won.
I had the Redskins, too. Right. Now
it's five to five.
Bears against the Packers.
You had the Bears, I had the Packers.
I also had the Bears.
And who won?
So Lou takes the lead.
With the Packers. Yep.
Five to six. Good.
Next is Eagles against Patriots.
Yeah, so I had the Eagles.
Anthony had the Eagles, I had the Patriots.
So we're tied again.
Yeah. All right, now here's the game that...
Six to six again?
Yes, the team that lost by 1 point, the Broncos against the Raiders. And we both had Broncos, and we both lose on that one.
And I had Raiders.
Everybody.
7-6-6.
Oh, man. Oh. Here we go. Chargers against the Dolphins. Anthony picked Chargers. And I picked the Dolphins.
You got the point.
All right, now.
So 7-7-6.
Two more games on the... All right, Seattle Seahawks against the Rams. We both picked Seahawks.
I picked the Seahawks.
And who won?
I lost the point.
Rams won, right?
so we all lost.
The Rams won.
Now, here was the Monday night game, which was the Bills against the Jets. And, of course, I picked the Jets, and Anthony picked the Bills. And the Jets won. We know that.
So I think I'm up by one, right? I picked the Bills. So I got 7. Lou has 8. And Tony has 6. But
wow,
we didn't do the Cowboys game.
Oh, the Cowboys and Giants. I lost that game.
I got that game.
We both picked
So
the
we
Giants.
Tied at 8.
Yeah. All right.
No, we already did that one. Didn't we, my father? We already did that.
We're going to do next week, too. I mean, this week coming up.
We'll do that later.
The Thursday game and all. All right. You're right.
Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He's going right into rehab. Going right into the operation.
Who are these quarterbacks?
Yeah. Here's the ones.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco, who was it?
Was it you, Mr. President,
that said
what if he gets hurt two plays in?
Jameson Winston. All these guys.
You almost got it.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, he was on the Broncos.
He's the former number one overall pick, hasn't been a full-time starter since 2019 when he threw 30 interceptions that year. And then there's Carson Wentz, the guy that was on the Eagles.
They're looking in the low barrel.
Right. This is all that's out there. And Chad
they
Henne.
Got RG3. RG3 threw himself in the mix.
Chad Henne.
He had a lot of nerve.
Chiefs on the Super Bowl. He's 38. Or this guy Colt McCoy.
Colin Kaepernick.
No, it's just Colt McCoy
released by the Cardinals.
That's it.
Let me just talk a little bit here.
Right.
Anybody remember Jameis Winston when he got fucking popped for stealing crabs at the grocery
store? Yeah. He had bad temper, that dude. Right.
He was stealing crabs at the grocery store.
And then the following year he was in the NFL.
There was somebody that had a sign that said, Jameis Winston gave me crabs.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That Pac-Man Jones, you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Nothing in trouble.
Joe Flacco is your best bet out of that list.
He was there last year. They even said that. He spent the last 3 years with the Jets appearing in 12 games. He probably... profiles as a backup more than a starter at this stage of his career, however. That's it.
But they could alternate between him and the new kid, and they can utilize both. It might be
right.
A benefit if you think about it.
That's right. And you know why?
Having two different style quarterbacks.
By Aaron Rodgers getting hurt only after four plays, that they were, if he would have played 65% of the snaps, they would have had to give up.
Yeah, they lose the draft
number
pick.
One pick.
Oh,
but they're only given.
They're gonna,
he didn't get the 65%, so they have to give him the second round pick this coming year. So they keep
wow.
their number one pick. They keep the number
hey,
one pick.
Hey, that's. Well, that's good for the Jets, then. That
yeah,
that
that's
happened.
The only good thing that came out of it. They don't have to give up their number one pick. But
well, if he didn't
team.
Start, they would have. If he didn't start, they would have had to give it up.
You know, this game was against Cowboys coming up.
You know how I knew? You know how I knew? All because I have the script, the NFL script. It was
yeah.
leaked online. And,
when you go online,
about
you hear what everybody's talking about. Right. You ever seen
no,
the McAfee
well,
show? You guys don't watch the McAfee show. He's on like all day. No commercials. It's unreal. Because I don't know how.
Isn't that the guy that everybody hates the sound of his voice?
He was with the WWE for 2.5 years. He
yeah, he was
with
WWE. Some, he also played
and,
for the Colts.
Right.
He was that
he
badass
was
kicker
12
for the
years.
Colts.
He's only 37 years old. That guy was the best punter in the NFL, but I don't like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, let's talk about what happened with the Giants, since you wanted to talk.
Oh, he got wiped out,
about
man.
0 points.
Bad offensive line. What the quarterback was, like, running all away from people. Bad. Bad. And Dallas's defense scored most of the points. If any of you guys saw
you.
The game, right?
Let me tell you. Let me tell you what
they got
I
a good defense.
Game.
The Jets and the Dallas have the best defense in the NFL. Those two.
When
teams.
They started playing, you know, the Giants had the ball. No, the Cowboys had the ball. No, the Giants had the ball.
It
they got their way. They had their way with the Dallas offense.
When he first
then,
got the ball, it looked like they were going to do good, and then all of a sudden the defense
did.
Started blitzing. And, it was like
and then it was over. Just like that, oh. It was over for the freaking Giants. I could not believe it. I was so pissed.
Right.
I went from being pissed off to all of a sudden just a different. My emotions completely
right.
changed.
It
was fantastic turnaround for me. And it was a freaking unmitigated disaster
right,
for
the
freaking Giants, man. I could
not
believe
and it's not
that
the
they couldn't even
fault.
Put in a fucking field goal. A field goal, guys.
Right.
Not even a field goal. Are you kidding me?
The Giants have a pretty good team, but not as good as the Jets. Even without Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are going to win 9 to 11 games. I swear. Even with the
I don't
kid,
know if they're going to do that
the
with
kid
Zach
quarterback
Wilson,
no. is not. He'll be better than last year. He was tutored all summer. And let's see. He's got a different. He's got an offensive coordinator that fucked up in Denver, right? But he's calling the plays. But they go through the coach with the Jets. Yep. So let's see, man. Let's see. Zach
it's
Wilson.
The turf, though. The NFLA or whatever has sent out a thing saying that they urge all the stadiums to move to real grass because the turf is
right.
causes injuries.
You know when. When Aaron Rodgers got his injury, they showed it close up. You saw his Achilles heel rupture. Really, his heel like jumped a little. That thing must have went up to his knee, man. It's like a big fat rubber band. Feel the back of your foot. That's the Achilles heel.
I'm not feeling the back of my foot.
And some guys get torn Achilles. This was a rupture. That means it just snapped like an old rubber band.
Sometimes they get torn. They're alone. They're shaven, lying
torn.
Naked on the floor. Illusions never changed into something real. You
look,
know,
it's money and
wide
stuff.
Awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn.
They have people that were crying in the stands when he got hurt. woman. Fans, really.
I watched a video of a guy.
Man.
I watched a video of a guy in a Giants jersey
John
walk
Elway, when John Elway wanted him to win the Super Bowl, and the people were like, remember that?
In the Giants game, what I saw was a clip of some guy walking up and then taking his Giant jersey off and then slamming it down on
the
ground
as
he walked away.
I'm surprised
tell
people
you
didn't
about
put the bags over their head. They
Let me tell you
terrible,
something, man. It was awful. I heard a clip today from New York radio. Somebody over there on the radio was crying about the Giants.
They were
making it seem like it was raining. I mean, like, they were using the rain as
an excuse.
Like, it was only raining while the fucking Giants had the ball or
the
something.
The
writers aren't fucking
killing
absurd.
They're going to let them go for this week. But
it's
they
because
better do
of
something,
shit
man.
Like that. That just makes me so happy that you know, I can rest in solace and comfort knowing that the freaking Yankees are doing the worst ever since the fucking 90s.
And look at what happened today. That guy, the pitcher Scherzer, that was traded to Texas, he's out for the year. He's not going to be able to play in the playoffs because he pulled something in his arm, his pitching arm. He's another 39-year-old guy.
Well, you know what that is. That's going to be the Tommy John deal.
Yeah.
Right now, they
and
just
you know,
got
Texas
it under wraps.
Is only one
they're probably
Texas
saying he's
is
got
one game
corners.
Out of the playoffs. And they're not going
that's
nowhere.
Same thing with the Astros. They're always talking, oh, he's got a little bit of soreness. Motherfucker, it's Tommy John.
It's not soreness.
They got code words for the soreness shit.
ESPN had it. He's out for the year. What do they call it? A strain. I forgot the name of the muscle in his pitching arm. And without him, without him, yes, true.
His upper quadrilateral, his esophageal cavern. Sorry, I'm having flashbacks to my wrestling commentary days.
Mr. President, yes, indeed.
Mr. President, reelect me.
I was most shocked by the game with the featuring the Chargers. I was really hoping
that
the Chargers.
I thought
the Chargers
I love the quarterback on
game.
The Chargers. I love that kid.
To
man.
Me, it looks like the coach of the Dolphins is more concerned about how he looks. He's got the pimped out looking sunglasses.
You know what?
He's
they
taking
get, every
a vape on the sidelines.
Every time Miami goes out on the field, they worry about the quarterback Tua Loba, whatever his name is, because he's had
so
many
concussions.
What
happened to him last year with the concussions?
2 years in a row, he had
one fucking hit. He's one hit away from fucking, you
that's
know,
right.
being out. I
what
mean,
happens
it's
when
awful.
He plays, they play Dallas or the Jets? They're gonna hurt that guy, man. I'm
and it's gonna
you.
Be the same thing with the guy, the number one draft.
Yeah.
What was his name? That ended up going to the Panthers.
Oh, he was on the Jets. What's his name? He's on the
Panthers. I can't think of his name, but anyway, the number one draft pick.
That's right.
He's not going to last.
Yeah.
That's why draft picks are pointless. I mean, unless there's really somebody really amazing. Like, most of them, they pan out their third or fourth year, but in the interim for now, you know, find what – I don't know. I mean, the early ones never usually do well. The people who do well are usually the third rounds and fourth rounds that end up being the legends. So what was Brady? He was a third round, second round. He wasn't even first round, right? Like, he was a late round pick.
He was the last pick in the entire NFL. Like 299 or something crazy. Hey, but we're not here to talk about that has-been.
This is the second time it's happened to the Jets. It happened with Vinny Testaverde with a torn
I remember
Achilles.
That. Man, I remember that. Vinny Testaverde.
What year was that? That was in 1999. And
it
he
was
had
a
eerily
year.
Similar injury to Rodgers. Testaverde.
Yes.
The coach was Bill Parcells, and the Jets were carrying the Super Bowl. They had the same like the Jets now. They had expectations.
Let me tell you something. As much as I really enjoyed the Cowboys beating up on the you know, the Giants. Yeah. I also really thoroughly enjoyed Pat Mahomes losing that game in fucking Kansas City.
You know what?
Even though I picked him, I enjoyed watching him lose that game. I was rooting for the other team.
I wanted to see the underdog.
I wanted the Lions to win, man. It was fantastic to watch Patrick. They had just had a celebration. If you remember earlier in the night, they had a presented them with the trophy and all that shit.
Right.
And then they went out there and took a big dump.
The two players. What's his name?
So it was fantastic.
The tight end and the defensive guy. And what happened? The next day they signed the guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They signed him the next day.
And that's their main opponent, Dallas. The Giants and Dallas Cowboys, that's some rivalry. And they showed nothing.
That makes like 10 or 11 games in a row, Lou.
Yeah. They gave the quarterback a big contract, but only 2 years are guaranteed of the four. So if he does shit this year and next year he starts bad, they'll cut him or something, and they won't have to pay him except for whatever they own for that. And they'll try to get something in the draft. And this coming up draft in the college, there's a quarterback, they said that one of those quarterbacks, like a generational quarterback, that he's very, very good.
Hey, CU is kicking ass. CU with Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders' son is a good quarterback.
Prime, he's taking the Buffs.
I'm rooting for them, man.
Yeah.
The Bison,
go ahead and
right?
root for
That's
them.
The corn, whatever. And you want to know
Everybody's
something?
Rooting for
I love
them. Everybody's
what he
rooting
did.
For Deion right
he
now.
He got rid of everybody, man. Deion Sanders.
I fully expect Deion
everybody.
Sanders to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys after they fired Mike McCarthy for not making it to the Super Bowl.
They missed out.
Even if he's not the best coach, he's the type of guy that puts asses in seats, and that's what Jerry Jones cares about the most.
Yeah,
he doesn't
right.
care about
Jerry
having
Jones,
the best coach.
Though,
he cares about putting asses in those seats.
Yeah,
and that's why I believe
Deion
will be our next
head coach.
Without
running it through Jones, and that he shouldn't be like that. You're the owner of the team. Your general managers and coaches make the trades. He won't let them make a trade.
He's going to get picked up by him. He's going to get picked up as a head coach somewhere in the NFL in a couple of years.
He'll
be at CU for a minute. He'll stay at CU for 5 years, and then he'll go to the NFL. So after the break, I want to talk about the Denver-Oakland game. I have a lot to say. I want to give the Denver report, the report from
Is
Denver.
Is it worse
so.
To lose by 1 point or 44?
That's why we're going to see after the break. So I don't know how close we are. I don't have the – I'm outside.
Well, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and take that break right now. So I'll tell you what, we'll be right back. After these words on Pigskin Nation.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
I got so much shit on here, I couldn't find the bumper I was looking for, so we had to come in. With the studio
I forgot to tell you guys, you know that the Jets-Bills game on Monday Night Football broke the record. It said the agony and ecstasy of the Jets contributed to a record-breaking evening for ESPN. The network announced that the Jets and the Bills was the network's most-watched Monday Night Football telecast since it began airing in 2006. Wow.
Wow.
Because everybody was in on the Aaron Rodgers deal. Four plays.
Yeah, and then they wanted to see what happened afterwards.
Right.
You know, and they stayed. Well, I don't know. Did they stay? How many people turned off?
Oh, yeah,
off
they sure
right
they
after?
Stayed. They were going crazy right to the end. That guy, Fireman Ed, he's really a retired fireman. He gets the whole stadium crazy with J-E-T, Jets, Jets, Jets. And then Aaron Rodgers comes out from the, you know, when they put the smoke, they come running out. He came out along with the American flag because it was 9/11. So eerie. And then four plays, boom, gone out.
You got that breaking news going on here.
He said in August that he looked like he's in a dream, that I'm waiting to wake up from this dream. Now it's a nightmare.
Who was that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He said it in the beginning
of
August.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's got a season to think about it. Now, I want to give the Denver report. You've been just...
Wait, before we do that, I got to ask Lou, what's the timeline for Aaron Rodgers to come back? What are they talking about?
They say 6 to 7 months, and he'll be able to come back for training camp next year. He's going to have this operation within the next 3 days. Yep.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what develops with Aaron Rodgers, Mr.
Hollywood.
They
go to the hospital for special surgery in Manhattan, and that's where all the sports guys go, basketball, hockey, football. My brother-in-law just had his knee replaced there. Really, if they could do that on an 80-year-old man, forget it. He's like, I said, you're the bionic,
you're gonna have the
bionic
best,
man
the
now.
Best, the best money can buy.
Yep.
So Denver report. Here's what I think of the Denver game. I want to talk first about the onside kick for opening the game. Which I get it. He was trying to make a statement, but it gave easy 6 points right away. And now here's the thing. There was only six possessions each. Usually there's 12 because the defense could not get the Raiders off the field. And the kicker, for some reason, like that 1 point, was going to come back and haunt them. But it's fucked up because he was hailed as he hasn't missed.
Because it seems
he hasn't missed. The coaches, it was the guy missed a field goal, a 55-yard field goal, and the point after. But it's not his fault. And
who
Russell,
had the ball at the end of
Russell
the game?
Russell Wilson, he did a lot of checkdowns, but he only had six possessions, and on four of them he should have scored. And that's not terrible, but it's because the defense, for some reason...
Six possessions in the second half? Or
in the whole game. In the whole game.
That was like a boring game, more or less. Was it? Six possessions. And how many did
nobody
the other
was
guy
blitz,
have?
There was nobody. Nobody was blitzing the Jimmy Garoppolo. Nobody was blitzing him, and nobody can understand why. But because he was playing the bend don't break defense,
yeah,
where they, you know, they're gonna let him go, but
that,
no
he's
score.
Like Bill Parcells.
And the problem is, The problem is they ate up so much, not clock time, but it was just the first down, and then 100 yards in penalties the Broncos had, and all like five of them were first down pass interference, first down. Some of them were going to be fourth down, some of them were incomplete passes, some of them. So the Broncos kicked themselves in the ass, but Russell Wilson is not a lost cause, and the kicker needs to get himself better. But it was only 1 point, and if he had made the point after touchdown, they would have went into overtime, and who knows how that would have went. And that's my report.
Let me tell you
on
my
the
thoughts
Denver
on this shit. Denver Broncos, that head coach, what's his name, Sean Payton, he wanted to make a statement, yes, but he wanted to put the spotlight on himself, which is why I think instead of the spotlight going on himself, he's going to have the players turn on him, and they're going to do a bounty hunt on him. If you remember, he was the head coach that did the bounty hunting gate a while back.
Yeah,
so
but you know what
they're going to reverse on him. They're going to end up running him out of town. They're going to do a bounty gate on the head coach.
Because he's the old-style coach, and those guys, and the people in the NFL today, you notice all the coaches are younger? Really?
Yeah, and they're doing a passing
game
now, not a running game.
That guy, the guy on Kansas City, is one of the older guys too. But most of the coaches are young, man, and he has an old style football mentality. Yep, Sean Payton, and his.
Yeah, but it was
the
mostly Vance Joseph
was
and
Bill
the defense.
Marcell.
It was the defense, and the even though. They kept the Raiders' run game to 46 yards running, and that guy was supposed to be real good. So, but they couldn't get they kept getting first downs, and so the Raiders kept just marching down. And like I said, six possessions each.
How
both,
come
Russell Wilson the same thing? He kept marching. There's usually 12, man. 12 is there's a difference.
Did he try to throw like a 20-yard pass? Maybe once in a while.
Some, but there was no everything was short passes. There was a few longer passes, but there was nothing spectacular pass because we have no wide receivers
what
who are healthy
the fans do?
Right
was
now.
There was there any booing?
I don't know. I know they left. They left when he missed the field goal. Everybody started leaving. They should have went for it on fourth and five. They didn't go for it on fourth and five. He should have because it would have still mattered, but. Whatever.
When Denver had the ball at the end of the game?
No. The Raiders had the ball at the end of the game.
And they right, because Denver had no timeouts probably left.
Most likely. That's
right.
Yes.
But you got to – look at the Jets got a great
field goal. But I was listening to it in my car because I'm blacked out again.
The Giants have a good field goal kicker too. And the Jets have a good field. You have to have a good field goal kicker. You do.
And that's his only job, too, kicking field goals.
Right.
So when they miss, it's like, come on.
So let me ask both of you, now that week one is done, what teams do you think, are going to go for it, could have a shot? Who do you think is looking
still,
good this year?
I want to see the Eagles play. I still see about that. I'll tell you one thing, man. Look at the Joe Burrow. All these did nothing, man. And Cincinnati was always picked and all this other stuff. And they're starting to talk about Buffalo. What's his name? Allen, the quarterback, throwing interceptions and stuff. So it's open, man. A lot of people don't even know who the picks are now.
Yeah, week one was ridiculous, right? Because the Chiefs lost, and it wasn't like a great, a high-scoring game.
Yep.
They lost by 1 point as well. I mean, it wasn't like, the funny part is the Raiders are number one, and the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Broncos are all tied for last place.
But it's
in
only
the division,
one game,
the Raiders.
I get it. You have to wait until after two or three games, and then you'll start to see what's going down.
This is the only time the Raiders will ever be first. This is the only time they will ever hold the first place spot.
I'll say this. Dallas, the Jets, and the 49ers are going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to hang around because those three teams are very good.
I think
good
also the Dolphins
good,
are very good. The Dolphins are underestimated right now. Those guys,
but,
with that Tyreek Hill, man.
Oh, he's great. That guy.
He freaking destroyed it out there.
I like the receiver on Dallas. What's his name? Oh, man, I can't think of his name. Not Darnell Mims.
CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah. Oh, he's good.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's a great receiver, man.
Right, he's their big receiver. He's the guy they throw the long ones to, yep.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
They have a good defense, like the Jets. They have their quarterback. And
I'll tell you what, I was surprised by the Jets' play. I didn't realize they were as good as they were, but they displayed signs of life.
Oh, yeah.
I finally bought into the fact that their team could make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man, when Aaron Rodgers went down, it was a bit of a it was actually a real buzz kill for me. Because
yeah.
I was
but
looking forward to watching
young
him play.
Quarterback.
I've
He's only 22.
Aaron Rodgers.
He just turned 22 years old. Zach Wilson. He was the second pick in the draft. They said he's the guy. And
you know who I really think has a shot, and you know who I'm very impressed with, and I think that, you know, could probably win the Super Bowl. In all honesty, you know, as the Denver Broncos, motherfucker.
Oh, come on, baby. Hey, they're favored.
Cinderella story, baby. It's a Cinderella story.
Shit, man. By the end of the fucking
Cinderella
season,
story.
When
they're
are we going to make
doing
the pick?
A fucking bounty hunt on the quarterback too.
Let's make our picks.
I'll mark us down A and L for
all right.
All right.
Mark C down. You can mark Chucky down. Mark Chucky down too.
Yeah.
All right. That way,
right.
Everybody.
Let me put down.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right. So
what's the game
right
tomorrow?
Here.
What's tomorrow's game? Who's playing?
That's tomorrow night.
Eagles against the Vikings. Eagles at home.
Oh, he's got the
you got to take the Eagles. I like the Eagles.
Lou.
I take the Eagles,
Lou's
too.
Eagles.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles, too, man.
All
anybody
right.
who picks the
unanimous.
Vikings in this game. Yeah, anybody who picks the Vikings in this game is just looking to go
right.
down.
Well, because the Eagles are at home. What's the point spread? What's the point?
Given
what is,
seven.
What is the, who's...
Given seven. You want to go with the points? We didn't do it in the...
No. Let's not go
let's
with the points
and
all that
shit. Just go for wins and losses, right.
Yeah.
And then we go to Sunday's games, the Giants at the Cardinals. That's something.
Oh, shit.
And the Giants
I'm
are favored
go Giants.
By 5.5
Giants.
Points. And they're at the Cardinals.
They're going to bounce back. They got to bounce back.
Are they in the St. Louis or the Cardinals?
They're going to be in St. Louis.
Yeah,
and the game is at 3:05 in the afternoon.
And they have
and
a
I'm
going to
go with the Giants.
Right?
I think they're going
to
bounce back.
Yeah,
and,
they have,
right.
And I'm going to go with the Giants. The fucking Cardinals.
Because the Cardinals
trash right
are turd. They're turd.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't care how bad the Giants
right
were.
You
the Dallas. It's just because the Cowboys. Listen, the Cowboys were really good, right? The Giants might have had a shitty game, and that's fine.
The
and,
Giants,
and the Cowboys
right?
are really good, but the Cardinals are trash. So.
Chuck, you're picking
they
the
are.
Giants?
Yeah, I'm picking the Giants.
I picked the Giants. Anthony, you picked the Giants?
Yeah, that's Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, right. I keep saying it.
At least I don't make you call me
it's
president,
all,
you know, because
right.
you're my father. So,
right.
You know, you don't have to call me Mr. President.
I'll say
but,
Hollywood.
You know.
Let's move
Hollywood,
on,
Tony
okay,
P,
Mr.
Yeah.
President?
All right. Let's go. And all right, next game, Cowboys home against the Jets. They're given 9.5 points. I have to go with the Jets.
Cowboys.
I got to go with the Cowboys.
I know.
Just for the same reason you got to go with the Jets, I got to go with the Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I don't think
that
without Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if they – it might be close, but I don't know. I mean
– you know what? They have great running backs, the Jets. They have a great receivers. They have a stacked team, and it's just the kid quarterback. If He could win this week.
But he throws
wow.
interceptions. He throws interceptions. That's the
yeah.
thing. The interceptions
so
are going to kill him.
Buffalo.
That's what's going to cost the game. Is there's like two interceptions in that game that are going
to
cost
Rodgers
him.
Aaron try to teach him not to. You know what he does when he sees coverage?
Yeah,
he
but you,
see
the
whole
younger
field,
kids get nervous in the
in
the games.
He throws into the coverage and they pick him off. And
yeah, and so in high tense situation games, he might get nervous. That's why I said I expect two interceptions that will
Aaron
end up.
Rodgers
one of them will end up costing.
Caught him in the stomach
the
and throw it out
the,
of bounds. Really, even if you have to punt it,
you got to know when to hold him.
Right,
when
to hold
him.
All right, so here we go. The Chargers at the Titans.
Chargers at the
Titans. Did you
Titans.
Say the Dodgers
gonna,
at the Titans?
I'm going
to go with the
Chargers.
Dodgers. The Los
I'm
Angeles Dodgers.
Chargers
Los
too.
Angeles Dodgers all the way.
I'm a Charger man. Right. I like the
no,
yeah,
oh,
Chargers.
No,
Chargers.
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 Never
Chargers,
mind.
Right.
Who are they?
Too,
I thought
right?
you said Dodgers. The Dodgers
oh,
are going to win.
Stop,
who,
man. Stop.
All
who is
it's
it?
It's going to be the Chargers. The Chargers.
Who are they playing? No.
They're
playing who are they playing?
Tennessee Titans.
All right, hold on, Chargers.
Given 3 points, it's like an even game almost.
Chargers.
It's going to be the Chargers. Chargers.
Right.
All the
Here
way,
we go.
Chargers.
Packers at Falcons. I'm going
so the
to
Falcons
the
won
Packers.
Their first game.
I'm just, I don't
and
know
so
why.
And so did the Packers. So they're both 1-1. 1-0.
You want the Packers. Right?
Falcon, so, Falcon. I want the Falcons. I want the Falcons.
Falcons.
I'm going Packers.
Falcons. You're
that,
going Packers.
That
I'm going
kid.
Packers,
love,
too.
That love guy was all right. He
I'm going
Packers. yeah.
It's the weak.
That Jordan Love guy, he was pretty good, man.
Yeah. All right, now, the Colts at the Texans. That's an interesting game.
So they got the Colts got that new quarterback. But so
one and
Texans.
A half point
so this
favorite.
Is a rookie quarterback versus rookie quarterback.
I'm going to go
with the coin toss. I'll take the Texans. I'll take the Texans. I'll represent. We'll represent Chucky. The Texans. Go.
I'm taking the Texans as well. Yeah. Put me down. Put me
I'm
down.
I'm gonna hop on. I don't know enough about these two.
Hold
if
it.
They're rookie quarterbacks.
Chuck, you want Texans, right?
Yes.
All right, and Hollywood, what do you want? Texans,
Mr. Hollywood. I want the Texans. I'll take the Texans too.
Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood.
All right, so
it's tattooed on my arm.
Both you guys want the Texans, and I want the Colts. All right,
right. Yeah.
okay, you know, years ago when you had to make a bet to a bookie. You call up for your lines, right? I used to do that. I used to bet, you know, football, basketball, and you'd have to have a pad. The guy would go, they would go over the line so quick, they would give you the lines. This is before they legalized gambling. It was unreal. Then you'd have to meet somebody like you make your bets on the same day, but before kickoff or a day before, whatever. Yep, they keep the records and they see how much you lose and win, and you got to pay off. I don't even know that if they're doing that anymore because of the legal gambling in the country, man. Lions against Seahawks.
Memories with Lou.
Yeah, I did that.
I like it. I dig it.
Seattle.
Lions.
Seahawks. Give me
Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Give me the Seahawks.
I'm taking
the
Lions.
Seahawks.
You're taking the Lions, Chuck.
I'm taking the Lions.
Give me the
yeah.
Seahawks.
I'm taking the Lions, too. So you're taking
the
Seahawks.
Seahawks. Yeah.
Mr. Hollywood, you're taking the
Mr.
All right.
Hollywood's dad
Tampa
taking
Bay
a dig
Buccaneers
at his own son.
Against the Bears.
Who's going against the Bears?
Buccaneers.
The winner?
Tampa
I'm going to take the Bears.
Tampa Bay. I take Tampa Bay.
I'm taking the Bears, and you're
so
taking
Tampa
Bay.
So Tampa Bay has Baker Mayfield, and the Bears got that Justin whatever guy.
Is Baker Justin Mayfield Fields. On the Buccaneers? He's not on the Browns.
It seems like
anymore.
They're trying to just force Justin Fields to be a star, but
right.
he's a jobber to the stars, man. I don't see
right.
him as a real star.
You know,
I'm
they say
Baker
the Bears
Mayfield.
Are a team that's, you know. But how
I'm
good are the
Baker
Buccaneers?
Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hollywood's taking Buccaneers, and you're taking Bucks also.
Yes, I am. What about you, Lou?
I'm taking the Bears.
The Bears.
Going for the underdog. Okay, let's get, I want to get, so what, Bills against Raiders at home, the Bills.
The Raiders.
Oh, Bills. Man. The Bills got to win because they lost that
Bills.
Game. And, yeah, I'm going Bills.
I'm going, I got to go Bills, too.
Yeah, because you
I
know.
I mean, it's really a must-win for them.
Really, right.
How is their listen? How is their how are the Bills? How is their blitz game? Do they have a good blitz? The
they
Bills?
Have a great defense. Look what they did to Aaron Rodgers. They almost stacked.
Yeah, but
twice.
Their offense got smashed.
Yep.
Their
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you can put pressure
you know why?
On it. Jimmy Garoppolo gets rid of the ball really quick, so you have to have a good defense. And if their
back.
Blitzes, he loves blitzes because he can read them. So if they are good at their blitzing, then I take the Bills. I'll still take the Bills if they're good at blitzing.
The Bills are good at blitzing, sure. But you know why the Bills couldn't make completions? Because the Jets have Sauce Gardner, and they got the other guy on the other side. And they have a great defense.
Yeah, man, that fucking Sauce Gardner's badass, man.
I mean, you notice with the Jets, they were playing center field on that guy on Buffalo. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how they play, right. All right, the Chiefs against the Jaguars at the at Jacksonville. Get,
I think the Chiefs, points. I think they, I think he has to win. He has to win. Mahomes has to win. If he doesn't, they're going to be mad.
The quarterback on the Jaguars is the guy that was drafted ahead of Zach Wilson on the Jets. He was the number one pick. What's his name, that guy?
I just think Patrick Mahomes has got to win because he otherwise...
I'm
going to
take long hair, man. I'm going to take Trevor Murdoch or whatever his name is.
I forget, right. He's a good quarterback.
Trevor Jones.
Yeah.
What's his name? Trevor...
Trevor something.
And I'm supposed to be against
Trevor
the Chiefs.
Longhead.
Listen, I'm supposed to be against the Chiefs, and I'd love to see him lose, but I think that he comes back
right.
with a victory.
Picking, though, you pick the Chiefs?
It's Trevor Lawrence, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's the guy.
Trevor Longhair Lawrence.
6'4", right? He has great arm. And, you know.
I'm going with the upset, man. I'm
right.
going with the Jags.
Hollywood, you want Chiefs?
I do. I hate to say it because there are bitter rivals, but I think that he comes back with a win. I think that he comes back with a win.
I'll take the Chiefs.
But it's a hard fought. It's a hard fought win. I think that he's gonna have to work for it. But if he wants
you
it,
know
if
what?
He's the elite champion.
You want to change
I'm
it?
I'm changing my call, man. I got
to
go Chiefs. I think Mahomes is gonna be Mahomes, and he's gonna be pissed. Plus, they got that Chris Johnson or whatever his name
right.
is back.
And
so
Mahomes
they're gonna
is
be
the type of guy
the,
that doesn't like to lose. And
the
next game he plays great.
See, that's just you got to think about the psyche. But it's him. He has to put forth that champion effort, and then he will win. If he puts forth his "I'm a champion two times," I'm
no,
an elite quarterback
you really
in the state of Brady.
Him, you can't blame Mahomes. He was missing his main target, Kelce. That guy is his.
And
main
he's coming
target.
Back, right? He's coming
yeah.
back this week.
He'll be back.
So yeah, that's why I got to pick the Chiefs, even though I don't want him.
Right. Now the Bengals play the Ravens at the Bengals.
Ravens.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the team with Odell Beckham and what's his name is the quarterback on that
Lamar
team?
Jackson.
Yeah.
The
so
Bengals
Lamar
look like
Jackson
shit. They look like shit.
Against the – I'm taking the Bengals.
They look
really
like
am.
Shit against the Browns, man. They look like shit that whole game.
Yeah. They even made comments about Lamar Jackson playing a little off. Right. So what do you want?
I'm going Yeah, who are you going with, Mr. President? Mr. Hollywood?
Ravens.
Ravens? All right.
Ravens.
I'm going Bengals.
That's the name of the guy. That's the name of the guy who did my tattoo, Raven. So,
Raven.
Yeah, let's do it for the tattoo
there,
that I got. That says Hollywood on
it. It was a wrestler named Raven, wasn't there? Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're taking the
there
Bengals.
There was.
Yep. That's right.
I'm not taking the Bengals. I'm taking the Ravens.
Oh, you're taking the Ravens. All right.
Chucky's
oh,
taking the Bengals.
Chuck
they play
taking...
good, though. The Ravens are good, though.
Yeah. They're going to show.
Well, who's picked to win? Lou?
Bengals have picked to win. They're at home, given 3.5.
Yeah.
Because they.
I mean, if
Burrows,
I was
going to
bet with the line and all that shit, I would take the Ravens.
I think Burrows will have a better game. Because I think it was a wet ball and all that other crap when he played. They make all. Now this is going to be a good one. 49ers at the Rams. The Rams still
49ers.
Playing out.
No, man,
playing
I don't
LA?
Think it's going to be a good one. I think the 49ers are going to beat the shit out of the Rams.
49ers are 8.5-point favorites. I like the 49ers.
So we
I
all like
the 49ers.
49ers.
Yeah.
We're playing for points.
We're playing for points, though, so you got to take with, you know, whether you like it or
are
not.
Are the Rams the only team
but
playing
I will
in
take
California
the 49ers,
now?
Though.
The Rams are the only team playing in California. Does anybody know that?
The Dodgers. The Dodgers are
no,
going
to win. No, I mean a football team. No. Think about it.
No,
who
the
else?
Chargers are also playing in SoFi Stadium.
Raiders are in Vegas. And so
the Chargers are playing at SoFi Stadium.
Fuck Las Vegas. Fuck them in their fucking hole. The fucking desert
yeah,
in their
the San Diego Chargers are now the LA Chargers.
Fuck.
I took the 49ers. You guys, Anthony wants
to. We took the 49ers.
You take the 49ers. Okay. And what do you take, Chuck?
Oh, the 49ers. Clearly.
49ers.
They're going to beat the shit out of the Rams.
Who's the quarterback for the Rams? A young kid or somebody?
Matthew Stafford?
Oh, Stafford. Yeah. That's what they were talking about on television also, to try to make a deal to get Matthew Stafford.
That'd be a good pick for the
Jets. If they had got him, they would have to take Zach Wilson and make him the backup to him. That would be a good... They would have to give up their number one pick and probably one of the running backs. They got like four good
I think Stafford's a bit overrated personally, but, I mean, he did win that Super Bowl.
Right.
But I got to say, in that Super Bowl, though, I thought towards the end, I thought the fucking referees wanted. To me, it sure did look like the referees wanted Los Angeles to win.
Yeah.
Because they already had everything panned out for
I
know,
don't
the story
like when
was
referees
already
do that.
The story was
tell.
Already
that's
written.
That's what they do. That's
you
what
can
happens.
You can tell that they say
they
that.
They have that whole Aaron Donald shit written up already. All that Aaron Donald shit was already pre-written.
No, listen, check this out. The story was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers, but he got injured. The NFL had to rearrange now the whole script. And, yes, the refs want somebody to win. But it's up to the team to blow that advantage.
Right,
that because
right.
A lot of the calls in Denver were fucking not really pass interference,
not
which was weird. But
right.
It was they were close. They were like.
And another thing I don't like: certain quarterbacks, if you sneeze on them, they throw a flag. It's like I hate that. All right,
that's
the Broncos
what's the next?
At home. Broncos at home, giving 3.5 points against the Commanders.
Broncos,
I got to go with the Broncos. I hate the Commanders because they call them the
Broncos.
Commanders. If they called them the Redskins, I would.
They'll get their shit together. The only reason why he didn't blitz Vance Joseph is because Jimmy Garoppolo loves when they blitz because he gets rid of the ball quick. He can read it. So that's why I said as long as the Bills. But so he didn't blitz because of that, and that's why it just took up so much time. Even though Russell Wilson.
Like?
Russell Wilson should have been a little more productive, but if the kicker was on point that night, we would have won the game. So Broncos, yes. I say Broncos.
Broncos, all right, I picked them also. And what about you, Chuck?
So I'm going to have to go
who's the quarterback on the Commanders? Like, oh, God.
I have no idea, man. I got to go Broncos.
Jesus. Yeah.
I got to go Broncos.
All right.
Go Broncos.
Good. We all win or we all lose.
Everybody picked the Broncos. Because the Redskins. The Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Dolphins favored 2.5 points.
Ooh,
oh, man. Clearly
at
the Dolphins
New England?
Are going to win this game. The Dolphins are going to win this game. You watch. That's
it's
a Sunday
not
night game.
Dolphins.
Great.
I'll say Dolphins, too.
I'm
it came to
the
me
Patriots.
In my head. It said Dolphins.
Really?
I don't like them, but I'm picking the Patriots because they have
the Patriots are trash, bro.
Their coach was supposed to be the coach of the Jets so many years ago. And they signed him as a coach, and they thought he was going to make his speech that he's the coach. And he handed a note to the owner of the team and says that he don't want to be the coach. And that's when that guy Kraft signed him as the coach. Yep. And it's all history after that. So 6 or 7 Super Bowls. Well, I picked the Patriots. Right. Yeah.
So unfortunately, those days are long gone, my friend.
I'll read you
those days are long gone.
That's right.
But I'll pick the Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah, they got that Tyreek Hill, and as long as they can keep Tua on his feet, I think they're going to
be
burning the Patriots.
You know, our predictions are going to get better and better as the season goes because we're going to get to see what the teams are doing, and you know they might. It'll
who
be very
like,
interesting.
I can already
for what?
See what
I said
the
Dolphins.
Teams are doing. I'm the Almighty.
All right. Hold it. All right. Now we only got 2 more games, and then hold it. Okay. Monday Night Football. There'll be 2 games. First one is the Saints at the Carolina Panthers.
Saints.
I like the Saints.
Who's
where are they at?
For the Saints?
Where
they're
are they
at? They're at the Carolina Panthers.
Who's quarterback
the
for the
Panthers?
Saints?
I don't know. What's his? I don't know who the quarterback is. But the
Panthers.
Who? You want the Panthers, Hollywood?
Sure.
All right.
I have no vested interest, but Panthers.
Fuck Saints. I'm going to go Saints. I have no idea about any of these teams, but I'm going to go with
Saints.
I
saw
that's
some
what I said. It just popped
good
into my head, so that was the first thing I heard. I was like, okay, we'll go
and
with
here's
that.
The last
somebody,
game.
But we'll know more. We'll know more as the weeks progress about these teams.
At home against the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Steelers.
2.5.
I bet. I would go on FanDuel and bet the Steelers.
Right, the Browns.
I'm
the
going
Browns,
with the dogs.
The Browns also look like, when they played
they
the Bengals, they look like
shit. Another guy
I
never heard of, a quarterback. The
they look like turd. They both look like shit in that game. No, Browns are going to lose. They're going to fucking.
I'll tell you what. Deshaun Watson is going to walk into the stadium.
Oh, I forgot about
Heinz
him.
Field.
I'm picking the Browns, man.
He's going to walk in with plenty of towels.
Yep.
Plenty of towels for those
massages. I can't believe that they're 2.5-point favorites. It's because they're at home, the Steelers.
The Browns are going to win.
Right. I'm picking the Browns. Chuck is picking the Browns. And Hollywood, what are you picking?
I'm picking the Steelers.
Okay. And that's it. So we got all our picks. I got here. I'm going to put this away so
and
I
what's
know
the score? What's the score so far, Chuck?
You guys kept the score. Chuck, you kept the score,
yeah,
right?
So Lou and I tied 8 apiece, and Hollywood had six.
Which
all right, keep that there.
Right, yeah,
we're going to keep that
right over here on the table under the. No one's going to touch it.
Yeah, and I have 6, and you both have 8, so hopefully
right
I can gain some traction.
I don't know where I'm fucking cat might get it.
No, he won't. No, he hasn't to jump up here. I taught him that.
I'm talking about my cat. I got a new
cat.
Yeah,
sometimes cats
holy
get
shit
crazy when they want to play. They jump on things, right?
And
they
I mean, you don't know. You never know with this cat, man. It could be a piece of paper, even. This
right
cat
they claw the
is easily entertained.
My cat has a toy that crinkles like it's getting into something, and I have to look up, and it's like, oh, it's a toy, but it sounds like she's getting into some kind of plastic bag or something, and it's just a toy, but it makes that sound, and I'm like, what kind of asshole made a fucking cat toy that sounds like she's rustling in something she shouldn't be?
Oh, like in that commercial on television, meow, meow, with the cats, meow, meow, meow. They got, like, cats, like, dancing in the background, right?
I've never seen commercials, ever.
Meow Mix. Oh, because you got that hookup where you don't see the commercials, right?
No, I got the hookup where I don't see the Bronco games.
Right, but
that's
they
the
said
like,
that they had it on two or three other...
A lot of people, a lot of people get blacked out,
Disney,
man. I'm telling
affiliate.
You. I'm not the only one. There's so
right,
many people.
Right, Disney affiliate. Had it where you could watch it on your computer or your phone.
I was watching it on
right.
an illegal stream on my computer, so
right.
It was perfectly fun.
And you, right, you sure.
But
you
I like
it.
Listening. But I sat in my car because I like listening to the Bronco commentators
I
better
think that's
because
the biggest ripoff of the people in Colorado that I ever saw in my life. They show you the. What's his name? Deion Sanders and that team, but they won't show the Denver Broncos. I don't know.
Who
man.
Won't show the
Denver? You think they'll ever
oh,
show
yeah,
a
yeah.
game again?
What's the name of the theme, man? The ending theme. I gotta cue this shit up.
ZZ ending. ZZ
oh, it's
ending.
Coming soon, right? The ending. Yep.
Coming soon. The ending. Yes.
The ending,
the ending
is
coming
soon.
We can end that. We could end it at any time.
Yeah, let me know when. And
oh yeah, well,
yeah,
you know when it's over.
Oh,
it'll
you know,
be...
so I could sign up, man. Whatever.
Yeah, sign off.
Not now, man. You know. We got...
but what else is there to talk about? We can sign off now. It's fine.
No.
It's, right.
yeah, I'm ready to sign off.
They already started
this is
talking
the
about basketball, man.
No,
you know?
No. I don't even watch
that. Oh,
basketball.
You know what they did today? the commissioner of the NBA, he had negotiations for a new contract, and they made it where a player has to play 65% of the games to be eligible for MVP and all those awards.
Wow. Is that
so
David
a lot
Stearns?
Of guys would
Is it
play
still
like,
that guy David Stearns?
Yeah. They thought that it wasn't right, so I
or
think that's a good
shit.
Thing, man. Because a guy would
the only
play
thing
like
I know this. About basketball is LeBron James will never be as good as Michael Jordan. Sorry,
no,
but talk amongst yourselves.
They said today
you know
that Steph Curry could be the best point guard ever because that guy is amazing.
It,
the way he shoots
it has to
pointed.
Be Michael Jordan or bust. Hey,
but yeah,
we
but
gotta
Michael
go.
Jordan was from a different era. And Michael Jordan was the best. He changed.
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go, Chuck.
We don't want to go. Oh, man.
Oh, so now it's we don't want to go. It's two against one. Is that what
Listen,
it is?
Listen, so does, what do you mean? Like the woman comes on or you got to press a button or something? How does it work?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What
like
woman?
To end it.
What woman you got to press?
Press?
I mean, you know, the one that...
He presses it. He has his assistant, dude.
This is the only
no.
button. It's right here.
He presses
Look,
the button.
Check it out.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.